Chapter 11. Fanny's Last Journey. At 3 o'clock that afternoon, Joseph arrived at Casterbridge Union with the wagon. Two men brought out a coffin and laid it on the back. One man wrote Fanny Robin and some other words on the side of the coffin and covered it with a black cloth. Joseph started driving back to Wetherbury, but as he entered a large wood, the weather became very foggy and the trees were like silent ghosts. Joseph felt a little afraid. Just after the wood, there was an old pub called the Buck's Head. When Joseph saw the pub sign, he felt very happy.
"I'll go in there for a short time," he thought.
As he entered the pub, he saw Jan Coggan and another man sitting at a table.
"Come and join us, Joseph," said Coggan, giving him a large glass of beer.
Joseph sat down and drank happily. Then he got up and said,
"I've got to go back to Wetherbury now. I've got poor little Fanny Robin on my wagon. I've got to be at the church by 4:45.
"Why are you in such a hurry?" asked Coggan. "You can't do anything for the poor girl now. She's dead. Sit down and have another drink."
Joseph sat down and had another drink. Then he had another. At 6 o'clock, the door opened and Gabriel came into the pub.
"What are you doing here, Joseph?" he said angrily.
"You're drunk."
Then Gabriel found the horse and wagon and he drove it to Wetherbury himself. As he passed Bathsheba's house, Parson Thirdly came out.
"Have you brought Fanny's body?" asked the parson.
"Yes, it's here," replied Gabriel.
"It's too late to bury her today," said the parson. "Everyone's gone home. We'll have to bury her tomorrow instead. Perhaps we can leave the body here at the farmhouse tonight."
Gabriel went inside the house and found Bathsheba. Troy had still not returned.
"Can Fanny Robin's body stay here tonight?" he asked.
"All right," said Bathsheba.
"We can leave her in the wagon outside," said Gabriel.
As he was leaving, Bathsheba followed him.
"No," she said. "We must bring her into the house."
The parson went home and Gabriel and three other men took the coffin into the house. They put it in a small room next to the hall. Gabriel waited until the others had left. Then he lifted the black cloth over the coffin. He read the words on the side, "Fanny Robin and child." He took a cloth and took away the words "and child." Then he left the room and went quietly out through the front door. Later that evening, Bathsheba was sitting alone beside the fire in the sitting room when Liddy came to the door with a lamp.
"I can wait for Mr. Troy if you like, ma'am," she said.
"Oh, no," said Bathsheba. "Go to bed, Liddy. I'll wait for him till midnight, then I'll go to bed too. Tell me, Liddy, have you heard anything strange about Fanny?"
Then, to Liddy's surprise, she started to cry.
"No," replied Liddy. "Why are you crying, ma'am?"
"I don't know why I'm crying so much these days," said Bathsheba. "I never used to cry. Good night."
Liddy went out, but a few minutes later she came back.
"Mary Ann has heard something about Fanny," she said. "People in Wetherbury are saying that..."
Liddy came to Bathsheba and whispered in her ear. Bathsheba's whole body began to shake.
I don't believe it, she said. And there's only one name on the coffin.
She turned and looked into the fire, and Liddy went out quietly and closed the door.
I've got to find out if this story about Fanny is true, she thought.
Bathsheba went to the cupboard and took out a screwdriver. Then she went into the room with Fanny's coffin and opened it. There were two people inside, Fanny and a newborn baby. Fanny's gold hair lay around her face. It was the same as the hair that Troy kept at the back of his watch. Bathsheba gave a terrible cry.
My husband is the father of Fanny's child, she thought.
After some time, Bathsheba began to feel calmer. She took some flowers from a pot by the window and began laying them around Fanny's head. Suddenly, she heard the front door open. A few minutes later, Troy entered the room. He stared at the coffin, looking surprised and confused.
Has someone from the house died? He asked.
I have to leave,
said Bathsheba, going to the door.
Stay here, said Troy.
He pulled her to the coffin and looked inside. Then his face went white and he went very silent.
Do you know her?
Asked Bathsheba.
Yes, replied Troy, looking very sad.
He stood over the coffin and kissed Fanny gently. Bathsheba threw her arms around his neck.
Don't kiss her, Frank, she cried. I love you better than she did. Kiss me too, Frank, kiss me.
No,
said Troy, pushing her away. Then he turned to the woman in the coffin.
This dead woman is more important to me than you were, or are, or can ever be.
You are my true wife, my dearest Fanny.
Bathsheba gave a low cry.
Then who am I? She asked.
You are nothing to me, nothing, replied Troy.
Bathsheba left the room and ran out of the house. She ran along the dark road until she came to a place with some trees. She stayed there all night. In the morning, she saw Liddy coming towards her, looking very worried.
Oh, ma'am, said Liddy. I thought that something bad had happened to you. Mr. Troy has gone now.
Good, said Bathsheba.
Has Fanny been taken away? Not yet. The men are coming for her at 9 o'clock. Are you coming back to the house?
No, I'll stay here until she has gone, said Bathsheba. Liddy went back to the house. She came back about 20 minutes later with a pot of hot tea and some bread and butter for Bathsheba's breakfast.
The men have just taken Fanny, she said. I said that you were ill in bed.
Bathsheba and Liddy went home. Bathsheba went up to a small room at the top of the house. She stayed there all day, sitting by the window.